Hey guys, Sklar Brothers here with Dan Van Kirk.
Yes.
From Dumb People Town, and we've got Adam from Adam Ruins Everything. Adam Conover on the show this
week. Hello!
Good time in Dumb People Town, right? I mean, you like to make people smarter. When they finish watching your show
and listen to
your podcast, they try and be smarter. We are going to not be focusing on those people in this episode.
No, but we are going to focus on possibly the greatest eyewitness to any one of our stories. Mulver.
The first story has one of the greatest Dumb People Town characters ever, and he didn't actually do anything wrong. Check it out.
Feral Audio.
I think that we're just starting. Go. Okay. We just want to say that this podcast, which is called
Slumber Party
with
Ali and Georgia,
is sponsored in part by Chex and Chex Mix.
Yeah.
How cute is that?
So cute.
Chex Mix came to us and they're like, hey, can you come up with some cocktail recipes for some holiday entertaining and do some videos? And we were like, yeah, we can do that.
And we can eat a lot of Chex on set and steal Chex from your set.
We ate so much Chex.
We did it. You can go watch the video where we stole Chex from. On Chex.com.
Yep. And there's recipes. There's a mulled wine called Mull It Over. And that's in our holiday carol karaoke.
And there's tips
video.
For holiday parties and cute little things you can print out and make for your own party.
Word up. Muddy Buddies, you guys.
Let's do it.
Have you had Muddy Buddies?
Yes.
That's f- good.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Take the bleep the F out, though.
Oh,
no. Bleep the S word out, too. Bleep that one out, too.
Okay, let's start podcasting.
No, that's good. I think we're good.
Okay.
Anyway, so Chex.com, they have our holiday recipes up. You can see some Ellie and Georgia videos. What? Fun stuff, Georgia.
Onto the podcast.
What did you learn this week?
What did I learn? What did you learn?
By the way, now we can start swearing. We just don't like to swear when we talk about our awesome sponsors.
Right. Okay. I'm going to tell you what I learned.
I want to hear what
you're
learned.
You're going to like this.
I'm going to love it.
I learned that some creative genius made a Yelp page for a thing.
Okay.
I'm going to let you guess what the thing is. By the way, this is a solo episode. There's no guests. We can talk as long as we want about this weird thing.
Yeah, that's true.
What did they make?
Oh, no.
What did they make a Yelp page for?
Winter solstice.
No.
Two
more guesses.
Flatulence.
No.
Pants.
No.
I don't know.
Newborn babies.
Whoa!
It was my newborn baby.
No. Are you kidding me?
Let me read you one. I was super, first of all, it's one star. Mm-hmm. I was super looking forward to having a newborn baby because I'd been talking to some people who had said that they had a really great experience. Calling this a disappointment is an understatement.
Oh, no.
Long, grueling hours with no pay and an unnatural amount of stress, which no one ever fully explained. Tons of hidden costs and fees. If I could give it zero stars, I would. I love people. I love when people do shit like this.
Oh, are there any good reviews for newborn babies?
Yeah, and then everyone is like, what? Then the person like, I think the person in the last... who gave it five stars are being sarcastic. Like, it's for people to, like, talk shit and joke. And some people are like, what? This was the most amazing experience of my life. It was so beautiful. And then, can I tell you about something else?
Yes.
Someone created an account as the proprietor, a.k.a. the newborn baby, and commented, you know, people like, we understand that people often come to this with unrealistic expectations. It's not your fault. We apologize for any inconveniences this may have caused. We also find that the best way to adjust to let go of what you expected from having a baby and be open to the actual experience, blah, 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 blah. Thank you for your patronage.
Oh, my God.
How fucking
It just
that?
Needs to be called, it was my birth.
It was my birth.
That's
it was
it.
My birth.
Oh,
like, how great is
so
that?
Good.
That people are just so funny. And then I love that, like, the idiots who don't understand the joke are, like, five stars. And the people who do are, like, shut up.
Come on, you guys.
How great is that?
Come on. It's a Yelp review for a baby.
It so
it's jocular.
It was my birth.
How did you stumble upon this baby?
I was just fucking insomnia scrolling and found it.
Were you looking for like a good noodle place and then like...
No. There's like a link to the website where like someone here... I should shout out the website because I wouldn't have found it otherwise. It's theuglyvolvo.com was like, oh, came upon this thing. I was like, we need to share this with the world.
I am absolutely thrilled that the end of that web address has an O and not an A.
Maybe it doesn't. I just love like fake Amazon when people like everyone did like the Amazon review for the banana slicer thing.
I missed that, but I did not I really did think you were going to say ugly vulva, by the
way. Ugly vulva.
The Amazon review for the bag of sugar-free gummy bears that gives you very, very severe digestive issues is also a favorite.
I got this spray to put near your door so your cats can't come in your room. It's mm-hmm. This scares the shit out of them. And the reviews were so funny about, everyone was just talking about how in the middle of the night they forgot it was there and scared the shit out of themselves. And so it totally works.
You mean it goes
Yeah. Yeah.
And that would terrify me.
I know, I haven't used it yet because I feel so bad about it.
Do you think you would freak out? Do you think you're going to forget and freak out?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's great.
Absolutely. It also has cardiac.
Ooh,
cardiac
it's also benefits. If anyone ever breaks in your house, you could put it there too and just scare the shit out of them.
I love that a burglar's like, yeah, I'm going to ruin your life. And they're like, I heard an air gun thing go on. And I'm so scary.
And it's loud and pressured.
Really?
I remember when seeing Punky Brewster, when I was obsessed with as a kid, she did this brilliant thing where she took a bunch of empty soda cans and put them in a pyramid in front of her door. So when her door opened, they all fell over and clattered. And so it woke her up.
Smart.
I know.
Question. Was she protecting herself against like a child abuse? Or
yeah, I think there was a murderer in New York. They lived in New York City. There was a murderer in the city and she was scared, and then Henry walked in and did, and then they learned a valuable lesson about not to be scared and everything's gonna be okay.
But she was an orphan.
No, she got
adopted, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna say, if there's ever any child character on TV that deserves to be afraid of abuse, it's probably the one who's been through the foster care system.
Right, it's probably someone who would rather live on the streets than be in a foster home.
Right. I'm just saying, she literally had a hard knock life.
Yeah.
Let her be afraid of a murderer.
Sure.
Let her work out her PTSD.
Let her.
I think nowadays they'd be instead of Henry being, I think he would just take her in for PTSD.
What was the dog's name? Was that Henry?
No. No. I want to say the dog's name was Chuck.
Yeah, something weird. Anyways.
Dustin, what was the dog's name on Punky Brewster? Brandon!
Brandon! Good job.
You guys, I'm sorry that I said that so loudly.
No, I'm sorry. Absolutely I screamed it when you said it. Okay, what did you learn, Allie, aside from that?
Brains are so weird.
They're so weird.
Brains are so weird. Is there a name for the thing where you are about to say something and you can't remember what it is, or a word just escapes you and
it's
dissipates?
Fuck!
Right, it's right. You're right. It's a French word, right?
Holy fuck. What did you learn?
I learned about bomb deactivation suits. Do you know anything about these?
No.
Okay, so there are these things called bomb deactivation suits. They're made a lot of Kevlar, which is very tough material. So these are the suits where there's an improvised explosive device, right? Mm-hmm. And you've got to go and get it not to detonate. Mm-hmm. So your job is important.
I thought that they sent in robots.
They should send in robots. But I think sometimes they've got to have a human working on it. And so number one.
Bummer, dude.
Okay, so they're made of they're essentially a big marshmallow suit made of olive Kevlar.
Okay.
How much do you think they cost?
Oh, God. $24,000.
That's a great guess. It's $45,000, but
holy shit!
I was
doing that on purpose.
Right. I would have guessed $1,700.
And are they reusable, or does the bomb go off and they're and does it save you?
Pretty sure if the bomb goes off, it's not reusable. If the bomb does not,
it's reusable.
Go off, you can use it.
Well, what will it do if the bomb goes off? Does it really save your life?
It can
not.
No, because a lot of what the bomb. It'll shred you up. So if you can get all of the shrapnel to not, the bomb blast though,
right.
That blast force can still F you up. But get this, guess what the gloves are made of?
What? Turtle. Shell. That was the first thing that came to my head. My
clothes. It'd be amazing if they were just big oven mitts made of turtle shells.
Just turtle shells and you stick your hand inside the body where the empty turtle shell is. Perfect.
Cut to an astronaut in space also in turtle shell gloves. They're just the most high-tech advancements.
Thank you, slumber party.
No, they're made of nothing. Because there aren't any fucking gloves.
They're made of human hands.
They're made of hands. They're made of skin.
Oh, no. So, it's a one-and-done thing.
Yep.
You're done disarming bombs if you ever fuck up. That's how important your job is. It's don't fuck up because you're going to get fired. Fuck up because you will not be able to use your... There won't be hands anymore.
Yeah, exactly. It's if you fuck this up, hands are the least of your problems. but also, if you have big oven mitts on, you can't.
Right.
You can't deal with that stuff.
I swear, I thought they had robots doing this shit.
I think they do have some robots, but I'm sure. It's hard with the metal detection because they're sometimes made of jugs full of fertilizer, plastic jugs. So sometimes there's nothing to be detected from a metal standpoint.
I get it. That sucks, though.
By the way, there's a show on Netflix called Detectors or something. Mm-hmm. And it's about two... It's a scripted show about two metal detector guys.
Ooh!
I know, and it's British. I thought you would enjoy it.
That sounds interesting.
I saw like the first 5 minutes, and then I was one of those in one of those moods where you're too tired to discern someone's accent, and you're like, ugh.
So one of the things I love is metal detectors, and it's my dream to like unearth things.
Right.
Just so everyone knows. I was watching the other day in like an episode of Antiques Roadshow.
Love it.
That was only people who had like found or unearthed things. Stop. Like people who hadn't paid for things because this like one guy was like digging and they were all like winners. They were all like, I found this in the garbage. Like one guy had found it in like in the dumpster. Many people found it in the dumpsters, and some people had like, I bought a house and in the basement was these books, and the books were worth $50,000. This one woman was like, I was driving down the street and we saw a couch that looked really nice, and my daughter needed a couch. So we knocked on the door and the guy was like, yes, take the couch, but also go in the dumpster. There's like rugs and stuff if you need any. And it turned out they weren't rugs. They were the beautiful blankets that they would put over a camel.
What?
In the desert when they were like transporting an important person.
Uh-huh.
These were worth like one little square of them on one side of the camel was worth $150,000.
No way.
And this chick had dug them out of and she had like three or four more.
Oh.
And she, this woman was great because she did what I would say. She would say, sell that. Sell it. Like, yes. Cause so many people are like, well, it's going to keep it in the family. Fuck you.
No. Sell your camel blankets, you guys. You're going to die. You're going to die one day.
Yeah. Your granddaughter is going to probably, one of your grandchildren are going to sell it for drugs.
Absolutely.
So you might as well sell it now and take a cruise.
They're going to, one of your grandkids are going to get knocked up by some dude without a job.
Totally.
And then they're going to sell your camel blanket for like
way less.
No, you sell it. You go on a cruise.
Yeah. That's worth like 8 abortions, not like one.
So many abortions.
Seriously. And they're going to sell it for one abortion. Email us at allieandgeorgia@gmail.com. That was Georgia who said that, so you can send me your hate mail.
There's a whole chapter in Suze Orman's book about what to do with your valuables in case your granddaughter is just an abortion monger.
No. Well, you gotta have your punch card too.
Oh God, I'm watching the show I told you about it yesterday called Secret Pregnancy.
Okay.
I watched half an episode before.
Which
I was
we call bullshit.
But everyone knows you're pregnant.
Everyone
you guys.
Knows you're pregnant.
But the running theme is I got knocked up by a buster. I can't tell my parents. And like one of the girls is like 19 and can't tell her parents. And then the other one's 40 and is like, I can't tell my parents.
Did you ever know anyone who was like secret pregnant?
I think everyone's secret pregnant for the first 3 months because no one wants to jinx it.
Yeah, that's true.
But I don't think I ever knew anyone that was like, BT Dubs had a baby.
Yeah.
Well,
I know a girl. I dated a guy whose older brother and his girlfriend, they were in high school.
Oh,
they were older when I met them. But finally, the mom was like, "Listen, I know you're pregnant," but she was like legit 4 or 5 months pregnant, and they were just metalheads, so she was wearing like big like Slayer shirts all the time.
No.
But like she'd eat dinner with them and fucking pound food.
Oh,
and was
God.
Getting fat, and the mom was like, "Okay."
I wonder how many the kids though that's happened to, and they're like, no, I just drink a lot of fountain drinks.
They're like, no, really, I'm just fat.
I just have American childhood obesity.
Well, then they go on the show called I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant.
Oh,
because they were really actually pregnant.
Oh, that show.
Please know when you're pregnant, everyone.
If you think that you have burrito gas and you haven't gotten your period in 8.5 months.
I've thought I was pregnant before and was just bloated.
Every woman thinks they're pregnant at some point in their life.
Yeah, that's true.
Even if you're like, I haven't had sex in 4 months, yeah, but I'm pretty sure that I'm 4 weeks pregnant right now. Just because you're like, you ate some gluten or you know what I mean?
I always wonder about that because most women I talk to are like, I knew my mom was like, I knew the first morning I was pregnant.
But do you know how many times you've woken up being like, oh, pretty sure I'm pregnant? Yeah. And then you got your period like a day later. You're like, never mind, I'm a dipshit.
I think the biggest thing is your tits hurt.
Yeah, that's an estrogen fluctuation.
Oh.
FYI.
My tits have never hurt.
Mine hurt for a solid month.
What?
Last month.
Because they're so solid.
Because solid tens.
Hey.
I got 2 solid 10s. Oops. I got a rack worth 20.
I just stuck my hand in something wet, which is never fun.
It was your own coffee, so I wouldn't worry too much about it. No, my boobs hurt for a whole month. But I'm having weird hormonal problems.
Yeah, I know.
But I was like,
Do we go into flash flood of sadness or do we go into flash flood of happiness this episode?
Amazing for a month.
So they were like
November?
Big.
Best boob month for me in my whole life.
My left boob is like, I got this. No, wait. I'm feeling myself up. Yeah, my left boob, fucking hot as shit. My right boob, like, needs to catch up with my left boob.
It's like a pen. You got a pen and a teller, pretty much.
Or an alley in Georgia, but which is which?
No,
I'm kidding. We're both the left boob.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're really milking that.
What?
No flash flood of sadness yet. I might have something to report, flash flood of sadness.
You're going to... Oh, first... Okay, before you do that, tell me...
But I'm not sad about it. That's my problem. I have flash flood of sadness, potential flash flood of sadness news.
Where do you want to start?
But I'm not upset about it in a way that you would think I would be upset.
Do you want to start with telling me why you were bringing two dead birds to the Natural History Museum the other day? Or do you want to start with flash flood of sadness?
Okay, so I had an abortion, but it was two birds. No, I'm just kidding. What happened was my parents live up in the woods, and every once in a while, a bird will commit suicide into their window.
Right.
And then my dad will get, oh no, we got a quail. And so my dad.
Dinner.
I know, right? It was a meaty quail too. Okay. It was a mountain quail, but they taste gamey, I'm told.
Gross.
But I went to bring two dead birds that I have had in my freezer. My freezer has been a bird morgue. I had three. And then I found a hummingbird.
You could have made a good stock out of that.
So tiny, tiny, tiny roast.
Aww.
A little tiny hummingbird would just trust the legs.
I ordered quail once, like not really thinking, and this like little tiny bird, intact bird body.
I know.
I was like, oh, this is depressing.
Do you know what they call it in, quail in France?
What?
Honey, I Shrunk the Chicken.
Le Chicken, you mean Honey, I Shrunk the Chicken.
Oh no. Yeah, it's called Bibi.
Le Bibi.
Zout à l'heure. I Shrunk le Chicken.
Okay.
So I brought them, I had like a bird morgue.
Okay.
And then I reached out to the taxidermist, this girl named Alice. Markham.
Is she going to give them back to you?
No, I was like, you can keep these birds. She was pumped about the mountain quail.
The bird exhibition in the Natural History Museum downtown LA is fucking incredible.
It's great.
Like one of my favorite places in the city.
I know.
It's just like so, it's like an old man's library, but dead birds everywhere.
It's like an old sadist's den full of dead animals. But she's great. She just won the world taxidermy championship this year. She's cool. She's cute as hell. So I went and brought her some birds, and she was very excited about them.
What a great gift.
She was like, is it okay if I keep this mountain quail myself? Because this is in perfect condition.
Oh my God.
And it's a great specimen.
Turns out when you smash yourself into a window and you're in mountain quail, you don't break anything.
I know. He did.
Wish we were all that lucky.
I know. It's essentially like in no airbags either. Can you imagine if he just bounced back? Anyway, so that's not too sad. I mean, it's sad because it's dead birds.
No, it's cool.
But I've been having to go in for all these medical tests recently.
Yeah.
And in the last like 4 or 5 months, they're like, your endocrine system's super, super screwy. I think I mentioned a thyroid thing a couple months ago.
Allie's trying to figure it out. The past couple months, you've been trying to figure the fuck out what's wrong with you.
Right. And the doctors are like, there's definitely something wrong with you.
Yeah.
But we don't know what it is. And been like three doctors are like, you have endocrine problems, but it's all stress.
Is that different than, what's it called? What's the one when you have like Lyme?
What do you mean?
Autoimmune? Yeah.
Well, it could be autoimmune.
So like, those can be the same. Okay.
Right. So my thyroid is good to be doing weird things. My ovaries are doing crazy things. And they're like, okay, something's happening and it could be autoimmune, which could just be something you've had for a long time.
Right.
Or it could just totally be stress induced because you travel too much and you work too much and da 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 da.
Yeah.
But, was it the doctor? So I have to get tested for lupus. And I'll find out in a couple weeks.
Not fun.
If I have that. But the thing is, I should be super sad about it. But instead, I'm like, it's not like finding out is going to be super devastating because I would have had it for a while.
Right.
And at least now I can feel better.
And you have an answer to the issues you have.
Right.
Which is like kind of great. I've been following your footsteps, being like, great, I'm going to find out like my thyroid's like nothing is wrong. And I'm like, but why am I so depressed and tired and angry all the time? There's no answer. Like,
I know I'd rather feel shitty and someone be like, ta-da.
Yeah.
Than have someone be like, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd
be like, great,
happens.
I'm going to tackle this motherfucker.
I know. I know. When I was like, I'm tired a lot and I'm bummed out, and da-da-da. And they were like, oh, well, your thyroid's enlarged and your numbers are off. I was like, woohoo.
Great. Cha-ching. I know.
So they gave me some thyroid pills and I feel way better.
That's great.
Which is dope.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I have an autoimmune situation, but it does run in my family. So I just got a bunch of blood taken. But yesterday I was at the doctors and they were like, these doctors are so blunt and sad. Like, one doctor was like filling out my forms and he's like, single? And I was like, yep. And he's like, not married, huh? And I was like, nope. And he's like, that's a shame. You look nice. You should have a husband. Why don't you stop working for 2 years and have a baby before you can't? I'm looking at numbers here. And
oh,
I was
my
like,
God.
You're making a solid point, but I was like, I had like Claire Danes' chin crumble where I was like, I was just like trying to hold it together. And then yesterday the doctor was like just asking me questions like, okay, and you know, my blood pressure was really low. That was weird, all stuff. And then he's just like, okay, and who do you live with? And I was like, nobody, just me. And he's like, okay. Not married?
Yeah.
Nope. And I was telling him like, yeah, you know, it's just kind of hard to do my, you know, with being really tired, it's difficult to, you know, and I was about to say it's difficult to do my job well when I'm tired.
Yeah.
And I said, being really tired, it's difficult. And he interrupted me and said, to have a life. And I was like, also that.
Oh. Okay, like right at this very moment.
Damn.
I have a question. If someone were like, here's some sperm. It's from a really smart, handsome, interesting person. You never have to meet them or date them.
Right.
You can just get pregnant right now.
That makes me so sad.
Would you do it?
No.
Do you want a baby ever?
I don't know.
Or do you
know.
Want a partner with a baby?
I would like a partner with a baby.
Yeah.
Because I do enough. I roll solo on enough shit.
Yeah.
I go to weddings solo.
Yeah. Well, now you always have a partner. Fucking annoying, loud, spitting baby.
Do that partner.
Do they spit?
Baby spit? Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Pukey puke? I mean, haven't you read the reviews on babies? They're spit machines. No, I think the part about having a baby that seems nice is going on like a life journey with a person.
Yeah.
But I think that not having a person would be difficult.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, everyone freeze your eggs.
I know. Is it too? Should I freeze my eggs now?
You might want to.
Actually, I can just do what I know. It's too late. I'm 35.
No, you're fine. I would get a check though. Have you had your shit checked?
I need to have my shit checked.
You ladies, if you're like, I don't know how I'm doing, day three of your cycle. Sorry, this is such an estrogen-filled podcast.
Guys, we have to listen to you about your boners all the time, right? Is that a thing?
All life is about boners.
That's true.
All of life is about boners.
That's true.
Do you know how many, all of our women's magazines about beauty products are really about your boners?
Yeah, that's true. About how to get them and how to maintain them. Your boners.
Have more even coverage on your face so that men get boners.
Yeah, because if you have a zit, men are not going to get boners.
No. You know what? Why don't you cut carbs? Because boners.
Because your butt gives guys boners. If it's not gross.
So we're going to talk about some little bit of estrogen stuff for 2 seconds. Ladies,
if you're missing your period too, go to the doctor.
Go figure that out. Get it figured out. Yeah. Day three of your cycle, you do a test. They find out your FSH, that's your follicle stimulating hormone. If it's out of range,
I'm
your eggs
bored.
Might be cooked. Same with your estrogen.
Okay.
So, but if you just go to the doctor and like, how am I doing? And they just test it on like day 17.
Yeah,
like,
that's what happened to me.
Doesn't tell you jack or shit.
Okay.
So you got to go on a specific. So that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
And also, you can get your thyroid checked any day of the month, though.
Yeah.
But if you're feeling tired and weird, check that out. I personally think that I have a feeling that cleaning up diet and reducing stress will help a lot.
Yeah, I agree.
So that's my next step.
Good luck with
that. I cut out coffee. I drink decaf coffee now.
I don't. Because I'm tired. Oh, speaking of being tired.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Tell me about your situation.
Okay, I got a sleep apnea test. I took it 2 nights in a row. It failed both nights, and now I have to do it again 2 nights in a row.
Wait, do you get to do it at home?
Yeah.
Why did it fail?
One night, I got up because one night I turned it off because I kept having to get up because I had a fucking UTI and had to pee constantly, which was real fun. And the other time the battery died. And
the battery
but it should have worked. The guy just like said the computer's not working or something.
Oh,
I don't know.
That is annoying.
But I think I have sleep apnea, and I think that's going to solve a lot of things, which would be great if I could just be told I have sleep apnea. Like, I just want to be told I have it.
You want to be, if you're so tired all the time, you want to be told you have something.
Yeah.
Right. That's the dream, is to have someone say, you have something. By the way, it's very easy to fix. All you have to do is wear this bracelet or some stupid nerd, or walk 10,000 steps a day. You'll feel better. Or something dumb. You know what I mean?
I know.
Or cut out wheat or something. Or don't smoke crack or whatever you're doing.
Oh, well, I wouldn't do that.
I know. That's really hard. That's really hard.
Don't smoke crack, kids. What else? What did you... Tell me another thing you learned.
Another thing that I learned this week? How about... What did I learn this week?
What do you love? What's your new... What's your favorite Twitter thing that you love?
Oh, my God.
The new Twitter
guys.
You're in love with.
There's a thing that is... making my day all the days.
Tell us.
It's a Twitter account.
Tell us.
Do you want to? Do you want me to tell you, and you can look it up?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Just tell me the name of it.
It's called dog_rates.
Okay.
Do you have your phone?
No, I want you to tell me about it.
Okay. So it's dog rates. It's a Twitter account that rates dogs.
Like ugly or not, or hot or not?
Like 9 out of 10, 10 out of 10.
Like you can send your own dog in?
You can send in a dog photo and it'll rate the dog. But it's called We Rate Dogs. It's dog_rates. Uh-huh. And some of their tweets are like, this is so dumb. This is Izzy. She's showing off the dance moves she's been working on. 11 out of 10. I guess hard work pays off. And then it's just gif of a dog dancing.
Oh my God. She's dancing.
It's so dumb. Some of them
like cute dog shit. That's a cute dance though, Izzy. That's a fucking solid
dance.
But
they rate the dog. Sometimes a dog will get like an 8 out of 10. Guys, this was terrifying. Really spooked me up. We don't rate ghosts. We rate dogs. Please only send dogs. 9 out of 10.
It's a dog and a ghost and a sheet with its eyes cut out.
It's very stupid.
It's the cutest thing ever. You just need, yeah.
It's underscore dog rates. It's very, but it's, the tone is very serious.
I love it. Okay, I want to hear my new favorite Instagram. Not favorite, but it's really amusing. It's oh my God, read me another one. Go.
I'm sorry. No.
Go.
It's fine. This is Sadie. She got her holidays confused. 9 out of 10. Damn it, Sadie. She's in an Easter basket.
Oh my God. I'm just saying. Cute dog.
They rate dogs.
That's
you guys.
Hilarious.
Okay, continue. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. There's an Instagram called Millennials of New York.
Oh no.
Have you seen it? It's hilarious.
Is it scathing or celebratory?
It's farcical and some people don't get it. So it's like, it's photos of like young people in New York, like, you know, like it looks like it's a good photograph of a person. And then it's just like a fake quote from them.
Oh my God.
That makes them just horrible, a horrible person. And like, so unaware of what's going on, or, you know, like anything but themselves. It's really funny. And that I can't read the quotes because they're really long, but they're dry and amusing. And the reason I stumbled upon it is because someone didn't understand that one of them was a joke.
Oh no.
And there was just like this fight about it.
You guys.
I guess I love jokes that stupid people wouldn't get.
Internet humor that's so dry.
Yeah.
Like it excludes the idiots.
Right. Like it could be real. That's how dry it is.
Are they things like, it's not easy to start your own hand-woven oven mitt business.
Yes.
But luckily, my dad's in securities and finance.
Yeah.
And da 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 da.
Yes. Like one guy, like, I spent so much money on mustache wax last month that I wasn't able to afford my blah, 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 blah. My dad had about, you know, it's like
my accordion lessons.
Shit like that. Yeah.
I get it. You guys, it's millennials, funny. What's going on over there?
Well,
speaking of millennials, Millennium Falcon, however you say it, what do you think of Star Wars?
I just don't care.
Oh, I want to care, but I don't.
I'll go in like a month.
I feel like I need to rewatch the first three, sit through the other three.
I really
want to do my homework.
I think the other three don't matter. I think this is to make us forget about the other three.
Okay.
Cause this is post.
So right.
That doesn't matter. I'll go see it, but it's going to be so loud. Did you see the huge Star Wars spoiler I put up last night on Twitter?
No.
Oh, no. Oh my God. I'm such an idiot, but it made me laugh so hard. I took a Star Wars, it's a Star Wars spoiler, which everyone's like, don't give a Star Wars spoiler.
Mm-hmm.
So I took the Star Wars emblem and I found a car that had a huge spoiler on it.
Oh no.
And I just put the Star Wars emblem on the spoiler over it. Really bad Photoshop.
Oh my God.
And I fucking was like, here's a huge Star Wars spoiler. And I was just like, going to bed.
Oh my God.
I'm done for the day.
Done for the day. How did it do? How many
Not
RTs?
Great, 'cause I'm such
what?
An idiot.
You guys, RT that.
She
Heart Star. Give it some love.
Oh, Star Wars spoiler.
Everyone's really up in arms about the Star Wars spoilers.
Oh, everyone,
stay off the internet, you guys.
You really started following me on Twitter.
My mom.
I mean, that's with everyone, but it blew my mind. It's like my biggest
you got,
one.
Wait, Georgia, you're up to 12 RTs on this.
Oh, really?
This is performing very
is
well.
It good? Look at that Star Wars spoiler. Look at it.
Good job.
It's huge. It's a huge story.
That's fantastic.
Excuse me. Anyway,
that's one of your that's a well performing tweet.
Thank you.
You need to take the day off.
Mike Judge started following me on Twitter. Does
really?
Yes.
Dustin's nodding like yeah. Mike Judge.
Does he do that to people?
I mean, he follows me. just think that's awesome.
I flipped out.
Do you want to know something about Mike Judge and me?
Yeah.
I vomited on the tire of his limo once.
Well,
there you go. Did you meet him at a party?
No. No, I started following him and he followed me back.
Nice job.
Okay. So a thing that I love. Oh, okay. What are you reading right now?
I have a really handsome stack of self-help books. You know what? I was thinking we should have a self-help corner.
Okay.
We should shout out our favorite self-help
Okay. I'll books. Also say the ones that my therapist told me I should read.
I've been reading Super You by Emily Gordon, and it's great.
It's so good.
My favorite self-help book maybe I've ever read.
It's incredible. Isn't it weird to be like, I know this girl.
I know. I brunched with his.
She's incredible. You guys,
Super You by
Super
Emily
you.
Gordon. It's legit a really, really good book. And it's one of those self-help books. It's not like, let's explore your past pain. It's like, let's get over it and be awesome.
Yeah.
And you're like, kick ass.
We should have her back on the show. Just talk about it. She's so great. Super You is amazing.
It's so good.
What's the other ones we've talked about?
Brené Brown. Right. Shame. We've also talked about Melanie Beattie, who makes the Codependency No More, which is a fantastic book.
My therapist told me to read Embracing Your Inner Critic by Hal Stone.
What's that about? Is it about embracing your inner critic? Do you think Hal Stone was like, fuck, this book sucks?
Yeah, what are the sucks? One called How to Sit by Thich Nhat Hanh. And then one called, oh dear. Oh no.
One fish, two fish.
I purchased one, but it's gone. Oh well.
Is How to Sit like how to just like chill?
How to sit. Yeah, how to not be in your head, because she's trying to teach me how to meditate, which is...
Hey, what about going back to the meditation teacher we went to?
Oh, Theo?
Yes.
Our friend?
Yeah, you can still go back to him.
Do that.
You have a lifetime
pass. Part of my problem with not being able to meditate is that I'm not able to go to meditate. It's not like I can't sit and meditate.
Right.
I just can't go sit down and...
But according to Emily Gordon's book, you don't wait until you can do things. You do them until you can do them.
Yeah, totally.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I agree.
I thought was a really good point of her book.
I just keep thinking that when I'm not so exhausted that I wake up at 11 o'clock every day, like if I wasn't so fucking tired all the time, I could wake up at 9 a.m. and get 2 more hours of shit done rather than wake up at 11 and be groggy until noon and then finally get started at 1.
That feels shitty. I get it. You know what else? Because then you start working, and then by the time you've worked a couple hours, everyone's closed. No one returns your emails. What time do you get up? What time do you go to bed?
I get into bed at like 11:30, let's say.
Right, but you don't fall asleep till 3.
No, till like 2 or 3, sometimes 4. It's like
that's your problem.
I know.
You'll start waking up early when you start going to bed early, but you have to figure out why you can't fall asleep.
Okay,
and maybe, but the thing is, maybe the meditation will help you fall asleep. Who just started meditating?
Totally. Who?
Who loves it?
Who?
You're never gonna guess.
Oprah.
Former Oprah. She just started meditating. Oprah's like, for the first time. Just kidding. Oprah's been meditating since 1976 when she was like.
Who are we going to say?
Steve Agee, former Slumber Party guest.
Oh, yeah.
Just went to Teo, our meditation teacher. He said he loves it.
Okay. I got to do it. I want to do so many things.
I know. I was talking to Teo because Teo has had Lyme disease, and I was telling him that I was getting a bunch of like autoimmune tests and stuff done. Mm-hmm. And he was like, are you meditating? And I was like, sometimes.
Let's go back to him.
Okay. He's having some group meds. I've been trying to meditate again recently.
I also need to go work out more because I'm getting married in 2 months.
You are gorgeous. What do you need to do before you get married?
I just want to tone up a little.
Because you're wearing a very tight leotard only. And tap shoes.
Oh my God, we didn't talk about this.
I know.
I bought tap shoes last night.
Why didn't we lead with this?
I was on Ambien, yes. But that's not the reason. I have a fully carpeted apartment. That's
so
not
what?
The point.
The world is your stage.
I'm going to be tap dancing in my motherfucking bathroom.
I'm so excited about this.
I bought tap shoes. I haven't tapped in since I was a kid, but I was so good at it and I loved it. And guess what we're doing tonight?
What?
Vince booked a room at our local jam session place.
Right.
What is it called?
Rehearsal studio.
Rehearsal studio, where you can rent a room by the hour. It's like $18 an hour. You can rent drums.
Oh
you can
God.
Rent a guitar.
Right.
We're just going to fucking go in there together and jam out. I haven't played drums in years.
What a sweet thing to do.
I know. know.
When did he get this idea?
Well, I've bought him rooms, and he's done that with his friends before. Right. But I'm always like, I want to play the drums again.
That's adorable.
So he did it.
That's adorable. Bring the tap shoes. When did they arrive?
Oh God!
You could go there and tap dance your face off.
There's a band where instead of drums, there's the girl who's the lead singer taps.
You guys,
what is that called? Does anyone know what they're called?
Anyone out there?
Talk about something.
Crickets. I'm very excited for this. I feel like you should be tap dancing again. I also was falling asleep fully clothed on my couch last night, and I got a text from you at like 1:30 in the morning being like, but what about this? And it was just a screen cap of you buying shoes on Amazon. Tap shoes. My answer was yes, bitch. Yes.
Yes, bitch. Oh, speaking of yes, queen, I just finished the new season of Transparent.
Oh, I just started season two.
It's the best TV show I've ever seen in my life.
It's really well done. It's very well done. The very first scene of season two says like everything about their families.
Which one
is it?
I don't remember.
Long scene. There's a photography session happening with families, and it says like,
with the wedding. They're called Tilly and the Wall.
Oh,
it's a band. She tap danced. They're actually fucking great too.
Well.
Transparent, incredible. I just finished really Getting On last night.
What's Getting
season
On?
Season finale.
That's with the kids.
Series finale. No, it's the nurses.
That's right.
With
that's
Aunt
right,
Jackie. Right.
Oh, yeah. It's about death that I can't deal
Incredible.
With. I can't deal with.
Yeah, it's sad.
What do you hate?
I hate.
We started with our love.
It doesn't matter. I have more.
All right.
We'll do one more.
We got about 5 minutes until our next sesh. We're doing a guest episode after this, you guys.
Yeah, but that'll
We're
be back next to week.
Backing them. We are requieming for a dream.
Because we know you guys are pissed at us because we never post. No. And we're so sorry. We love you.
You know what? But part of it is like, I always say we're traveling, but we haven't traveled.
I haven't traveled in so long.
But, you know, sometimes when you're tired and you're like having to go to doctors and stuff, you don't want to podcast because you don't want to complain into a microphone for an hour. We don't want to bum you guys out.
But there is cool slumber party news in the works, so we'll tell you eventually.
True.
So
you guys, we're working on
You're going to get real sick of us real soon.
Real shit.
Okay, the thing I hate is the new season of Serial.
I understand why you hate it.
I don't care. You know?
Serial, why are you uncovering a story that's everywhere?
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere I go.
It's not that interesting to laymen like us.
Right. Lame man?
Lame man.
Lame woman.
Lame women. Lame women like us. And you started so strong with a really interesting mystery, murder mystery. Why not keep the murder mystery theme?
Well, I understand why you in particular would want a but any mystery thing.
Any mystery.
How did this pumpkin get on the top of the spire? By the way, there's Cornell University in around October. There's a pumpkin that's on the top of like the spire of there.
That's cool.
And no one ever knows how it gets there, but it's also, it's an Ivy League school. So someone probably figured out some sort of very smart crane or some kind of trajectory catapult. You know what? Have a whole thing on the pumpkin.
That sounds great.
Have a thing on a murder. But your serial, Sarah Koenig, number one, you didn't even record these conversations. This filmmaker guy did.
This filmmaker made them for his own project, and now you're taking them and making them into a podcast.
Yeah, it's stupid. And also, I can go to Google News and read about this dude all over the place.
It's pretty
Come
boring.
On, Sarah. Also, Adnan getting retried.
I know. Interesting. You could have done that. It didn't have to be a murder. You could have taken any of the Innocence projects.
I know.
And fucking run with that.
Why didn't they ask us?
Any of them. I don't know.
I mean, we have the best podcast in the world. We uncover mysteries such as which is the best dog Instagram and why am I so goddamn tired? Why am I so goddamn tired with Allie and Georgia? Are you guys tired? Are we the only ones that are tired? Do we live in a toxic city with too much exhaust?
Yes.
Poisons?
Yes.
Are we poisoned?
Is everyone depressed?
Do we have Epstein-Barr?
Does everyone have anxiety all the time?
Here's what I think. Here's one thing that has changed the last month.
Okay. Your underwear, I hope.
No. Are you kidding? No. It's not 2016. I get a pair a year, dude. I think in dealing with feeling like crappy and stuff, I started taking thyroid medication and it's making me feel better. But also, I was like, okay, we go out to brunch, we talk to people, parties, da da da. Everyone all the time is like, I'm depressed, I have anxiety. Everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone I know. Everyone has depression, anxiety.
Yeah.
I don't think humans should have this much. Granted, we live in a crazy world. But then you also think alcohol, depressing,
I know.
Caffeine, anxiety juice. And we just keep putting things in our body.
I know.
That trigger the very
sugar.
Thing.
I'm trying to cut sugar right now.
For reals.
These well, you know
trigger
what also
the
happened?
Very things that make us feel terrible. And then we put medicine on top of that to not feel them.
I know, but it's impossible not to live
basic, I don't know.
I mean, I'm
this
not saying everyone
episode.
Should be Mormon, but I'm just yeah. saying, like, okay. Like, I feel like, have I seemed less high-strung in the last month or no, or the same?
I don't know. I haven't noticed.
Okay. But in general, I feel like I'm getting more done with being less angry about it.
Well, I've started taking vitamins, too, again, which is helpful. But
vitamins
I just
help.
Think, I don't think... It's hard to, when you come upon an answer to something and then you're like, everyone fucked up. I've solved it. Like, well,
no,
it's different
well,
for everyone.
No, I know. But I do think that if so many people are super anxious and so many people are depressed, like if you were like the first thing is maybe like, okay, what am I putting into my body?
Okay. But that could be, this? That could be a part of it, but that's also discounting people who have.
No, I
meant have, you know, well, hereditary. Yeah,
I agree. I'm not saying like this is going to solve it for everyone. Yeah. I'm just saying that like, if you are feeling like you have some issues in that area,
yeah.
like just cut the basic stuff out and see if it helps at all. Yeah. If it doesn't, then go down a million other avenues.
I agree. But I also think that here's another. Okay. Sometimes when you're really depressed, it's hard to take care of yourself because you don't care about yourself.
No, I know.
So getting on a light antidepressant will make those things help, will help you take better care of yourself.
I'm not anti-medicine. I'm not Scientologist. I'm just saying that like, in general, we know too many smart people who suffer from anxiety and depression. And we also live in
a creative city though.
Yeah. But we also live in a culture where it's like, you wake up and have like a red eye triple espresso.
Yeah. No, but then, also we live in Los Angeles where everyone is fucking trying to make something, you know. I was at a party recently, and I won't say which party because I don't want anyone to feel bad, but I like was so bored and I was like, oh, what's wrong with me? I'm so depressed. Like,
right.
I can't find joy in little things anymore. And then so I took the dog for a walk by myself with mm-hmm. a beer and I was like, this is so much fun. Like this, the dog is like making me so happy. I need to find joy more. And like, why can't I just talk to these people and have fun? And like, wait a second, maybe I just need to find more interesting friends.
Yeah. Maybe I do find that when I'm periods of my life, when I've been drinking more,
yeah.
it's usually cause I'm at social events I don't want to be
right.
at, which is then weird. Cause you're like, well, you never know which social event you're going to like until you're
yeah.
there. But in general, if you're like, if you find yourself drinking more drinks than you want to drink,
yeah.
ask yourself, do I want to be at this party?
I know. Usually it's no. I don't want to talk about Star Wars anymore. I don't want to tell you what I've been up to. Like that, because it's so boring. And like,
but like if you're anesthetizing, then, you know, I'm just, and again, I do not think it's a cure all. I'm just saying that in order to try to help yourself, like, you know, if there are like stressful situations that you're like, oh, this thing always stresses me out mm-hmm. and it's something you can cut out, then like
one less cup of coffee a day.
Sure. Or even it's so stupid, but like even when I would commute to things, like there are certain routes in LA that
yeah.
really bum me out.
Yeah.
And I would take a longer route because it was prettier.
Yeah.
Just little stupid shit just to take the edge off a little
yeah.
bit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know. It's chemically, I just think it's so interesting that we're these super fragile lumps of molecules mm-hmm. that are so delicate
yeah.
that don't know how to deal with like a car exhaust and like all the like Mountain Dew that we drink and like
yeah.
all this stuff. And we're all these like poor little slugs that are like, I hurt. But then we're using all this weird modern
like dumping chemicals into ourselves.
Right. And like, and staying up weird hours
yeah.
and watching TV and looking at screens and like, it's just, it's one of those things that's so much like way easier said than done. But
yeah.
like, I know that there's a huge chunk of my brain that is unmotivated and depressed simply because I compare my life to other people's on
right.
Instagram, which is like not
yeah.
a thing that like cheetahs have to do.
No, or we had to do like even like 10 years ago.
I know.
The internet didn't exist.
I know.
Isn't it weird that it's now our main focus in life?
Yeah, and that's how people are listening to this podcast. I'm just saying.
I mean, this isn't on the radio.
I know. But I am just saying that like, I guess my whole point in this is if you feel like shit, and I didn't articulate this well, if you feel like shit, don't blame your brain
mm-hmm.
totally. Like,
look at other areas of your life that can be tweaked and fixed and
right.
taken better care of.
Like, it's not your fault you feel shitty. Like, you're being marketed
yeah.
300 milligrams of caffeine for $7
yeah.
at Blue Bottle. Mm. And then you're like, why am I so fucked up that I have an anxiety
yeah.
disorder? And it's like, 'cause these things are so normalized.
Yeah.
It's totally normal to go drink like four glasses of, not four glasses, but like, you know, a couple glasses of like wine after work. And you're like, why do I always have headaches? And you're like, well, maybe your poor little slug body is like, I can't deal with all this shit you're putting in me. Do you know what I mean?
Totally.
I mean that in like a loving way, not like in any way.
I know. I'm sorry.
Way.
I didn't mean to tell you that you were incorrect for these reasons. I agree with you. And I think my, like, my aversion to these things is my own depression and anxiety. Like, no,
I know.
I can't deal with like that. This is my little joy in life is four glasses of wine.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying.
I don't drink four glasses of wine.
Like, who can drink that? That's such a high volume.
Yeah.
But I think it's just one of those things where, like, don't, if you feel like a little bit of shit, don't blame yourself. Like, look at your environment and what we've normalized to and realize that it's not normal for Cheetos or slugs.
Right. Well, blame yourself a little bit because you're fucking up, dude.
Yeah. Blame yourself because you're loathsome and you don't deserve happiness.
Don't.
But other than that, wait, what do we, okay.
Okay, let's do one thing we love. Did you do your hate?
I did my love. My love was dog underscore rates.
Okay.
The best thing.
Okay, let's end on, okay, I'll end on a love. I love sweet potato Kit Kats that you can get at Japanese markets.
You said words that don't belong together.
I know. I went to I went to Little Tokyo and I just bought every kind of Kit Kat they had because Japanese people have like 30 different kinds of Kit Kat.
I don't get it.
So lucky.
How's their healthcare system?
Better than ours, I think.
Really? And they have fewer gun deaths and they have all the Kit Kats?
I know.
God, Japan.
It's crazy.
Killing
they
it.
Have, you can't tell it's a sweet potato. It looks like it could be a creme brulee thing on it.
Okay.
It's, I'm sorry, I ate them all. I didn't bring you any.
No, you've given me something to aspire to in 2016.
They were so fucking good. I'm Hell just yeah. dreaming about it now. It tasted like almost like a custardy white chocolate.
How was the spice profile?
There was none. It was great.
Really?
No, it wasn't spicy. It wasn't like
a pumpkin spice latte that relies on
it was
pumpkin spice.
Sweet potatoes. Like broiled sweet potato.
Jeez.
Fucking
so
great.
Sweet, caramely.
Yeah. But like there was like a white chocolate in there.
You know what would have been dope?
What?
Is if the wrapper looked like a potato skin.
That would be adorable.
I'm just saying, you guys, take it to the next level, Japan.
Hey. All right. Where do you want to plug anything?
Let's plug Chex.com.
Hey, go to Chex.com. Look
Find
at videos
recipes.
Of us. Allie's pretending to sing on camera. It's funny.
Oh, it's real bad. We're at Allie in Georgia. We're on Unique Sweets every Sunday night on Cooking Channel.
Yeah.
We've talked, about what else? I'm on Innovation Nation every Saturday morning.
Yay.
G Hardstark at Twitter, Allie Ward at Twitter.
Get it. Instagram, Allie Ward.
Hardstark. What else should we plug?
I don't know. Maybe
anything
Feral
else?
Feral Audio?
Feral Audio is something we should plug.
Guys, go to feralaudio.com and check out all the incredible podcasts they have there.
Also, find Dustin on social media and just send him, tweet him some GIFs of Prince.
Do it.
He loves it.
He loves it. Thanks, Dustin.
He's nodding.
Thanks for listening, you guys. We let us know what you thought. Allie and Georgia at Gmail. Tell us fucked up stories
Tell
that have to do with
thoughts.
This thing. We love when we're getting emails from you guys.
We do love it. If you guys want to weigh in on weird medical shit.
Yeah.
If anyone gave up coffee and their life got worse, talk to
us about
it.
Anxiety, depression, let's hear about it.
Let's talk about
we
it,
We love
you,
guys.
It wasn't a flat, it was a trickle of ennui. Not a flash flood of sadness. Just a trickle of ennui. Ooh la la. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
I don't know, man.
Bye.